You've been searching for answers, wandering in the dark, looking for that glimmer of light that resonates with your soul and spirit. As you step into this new era that some indigenous people refer to as the Rainbow Bridge, without a compass, without a guide, yet needing some help to navigate your way through this spiritual maze, look no further. We've got the map. Searcher's Roadmap. Now here's your host for the Searcher's Roadmap, Rhonda Harris.
Good afternoon, listeners, or morning or evening, wherever you're at. Glad to have you with us on the Searcher's Roadmap. I have my guest and friend, Reverend Robert J.V. McMillan, in the studio, and then another young lady, Carrie Kelly, who is going to bring us some music today that we're just going to really enjoy. And Mr. McMillan is the founder and senior minister of the Center of Universal Intelligence, and he's also an ordained religious minister, and he has numerous churches throughout numerous states that he interacts with. And he's just a wealth of information on spirituality, as he's been doing this for quite some time. And he's also a co-author of a book called Cosmic Thoughts, New Thought and Real Life, and that can be bought on Amazon.com. And with that, I'm going to bring Reverend McMillan into the studio. Good afternoon, Reverend McMillan.
Good afternoon, Miss Rhonda. It's good to visit with you on this side of the experience. We are usually in the back rooms and of places like our studio, and so it's good to be up front, close, and personal with you in this way. Thank you for having me on.
You're very welcome. And I was wondering if you had any educational opportunities for our listeners, or mentoring, teaching of classes and workshops that you do that people could, you know, hear about that you do, and then how they could get involved with that?
Absolutely. One of the things that your listeners might do is to send me an email at robtmcm@aol.com, and I'll be happy to send them an exploratory letter. And in that letter, I ask them to share with me what it is that they would like to know, where it is that they would like to go, what it is that they're wanting to do, so that then I can specifically tailor a program to their specific needs. We have a plethora of available information for people after these 40-plus years that I've been involved in this thing called New Thought Metaphysics. So we want to tailor it down to the specific needs of individuals. Now, that's one thing. Number two, we do programs like sensuality, sexuality, and spirituality, where we actually go into either a church or a location, a hall, and we actually have a workshop on sensuality, sexuality, and spirituality, talking to how it is that we can show up in the world differently, different from the way that people normally see what they call sexual ideas and sexual attitudes, Rhonda. Instead, we are looking at how it is that spirit interacts with us to then bring out that which is within us to showcase it, so that everybody comes at it from a perspective of win-win. And then, of course, I do meditation. I teach meditation, and our meditation classes are just about helping people to understand how it is that they can have a closer walk with spirit. First of all, to come to know themselves better, to place themselves in a space and a place that offers energy and love and awareness and goodness and answers to the various questions in life that they have. And so meditation is the key. And so it just depends upon what it is that people are looking for, and how it is that they are comfortable receiving information.
With your three S's, I'll call it, for sensuality, sexuality, and spirituality, are you willing to travel to different states to be able to put these workshops on?
Rhonda, I have an awareness, and therefore I too, like the program of old, will travel.
Mm-hmm.
There was a program a while back, you don't know it because you're too young to know about that, but it's called Have Gun, Will Travel. And,
mm-hmm.
and the interesting thing about that is that this guy would go wherever it was that he needed to go in order to help the people that were in that area, because perhaps they were not proficient in one thing or another. So therefore, he would go there, and he was essentially a hired gun. Well, I'm a hired gun for Spirit, and we travel the 50 states and plus. I've been to Japan. I've been all over talking about this thing called New Thought Metaphysics and how it is that our experiences can then shelter and shoulder us from the challenges of life, but even more importantly, help us to understand the importance of those things in our lives, because nothing that happens happens to us by accident. Everything that happens happens for a reason, but it's up to us individually and collectively to then figure out what that reasoning is and then move forward from a position and a place of power as opposed to a position of weakness.
That is wonderful, because I'm thinking I need to bring you up to my home in Red Feather Lakes and we do a workshop and a retreat-like thing for a weekend.
Absolutely.
And because in that area, you know, I live very remote, but there's a lot of people that come to that area because of the Mountain Shambhala Center, the Buddhist temple that's there. It's one of the largest ones in the United States,
mm-hmm.
and it's at 9,000 feet.
Wow.
And they have like a whole summer program, and a lot of times when I bring people in, then they will encourage their visitors and students to go on ahead and come to the different retreats and stuff I've put together with different shamans and spiritual leaders and healers and pacos to the area so that they can see. Another part of the jewel, as I talk about, is that, you know, we're all part of a faceted jewel, and no facet's any better than the other. And by annihilating one, we ruin the jewel. We spoil it. We crack it. We change it, whereas God wants it to be all one piece, you know, but with many different avenues so that no one gets left out of the picture.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I welcome that opportunity, and I am as near as your telephone to being there. So you just let me know when we would like to make that happen, and we will go from there, because what it's all about for all of us, those of us who are involved in helping as many people as we can during this particular incarnation, is information, and to mm-hmm. share the information with people so that then they can make up their minds for themselves. We don't want to be an end-all for everyone, but yet there are certain people that resonate with certain individuals, and that mm-hmm. is as it should be. And I tell people that this is a smorgasbord. This is a metaphysical dining table that offers so many different pleasantries for you. And if you're at the breakfast side, you can have that. If you're at the lunch side, you can have that. If you're just wanting a snack, there is that for you. So it matters not whatever it is that your palate is looking for. Spirit has already brought it to you, but you need to actually get up and go over there so that you can then experience it, be a part of it, join into it, and then put aside that which you feel you don't need anymore or you don't want right now, and then embrace whatever it is that you're moving towards. And that allows for you to then do some selective prayer work and some selective meditation around specific areas that then allows that energy to then come back 100-fold. And it allows you to then, just as you do already as a shaman, Rhonda, and that is to not even be in the presence of someone but to send forth the healing presence that is within you that acknowledges mm-hmm. that same healing power that is within them. And then we say the namaste, meaning that the God force that is within me meets and greets the God force that is within you, and we work together for the glory of God, for the glory of you as an entity, as a spiritual entity moving forward, and for all man, woman, kind. And when we mm-hmm. are able to do that, you see, then everybody wins. It's a win-win all the way around, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and that's what I like about being able to do this show, The Searcher's Roadmap, is to bring a lot of these different flavors of different types of, you know, spirituality, healings, shamans, pacos, what, you know, reverends, you know, and other people who are just divinely gifted, you know, and musicians, so that people can know that there's so many different ways you can celebrate spirit, and it doesn't have to be in a four-walled room.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be out in nature, and that's what I like about Red Feather Lakes, is that I try to get people really into the outdoors so they can see nature, see what God does, look at those plants, identify them, you know, look at those fish that are in the streams and in the lakes, and go fishing and seeing the wildlife that lives up there, you know, the moose and the elk and the deer. And because you don't get that in a city
mm-hmm.
or in
mm-hmm.
any town, you know, that's in the Midwest or even on the West Coast, East Coast, you know, unless you really go out searching for it. And, you know, with doing something like that, we could always, you know, there's camping sites, 60 of them, like less than a mile from my house. You know,
mm.
so it's like we could do a campground meeting or fire meeting, you know, round the circle of a fire in the evening, or, you know, just, or have different workshops throughout the day, to which I think would be totally awesome to have a lot of different people all there at a different, at the same time. And then people can pick and choose what they want to do, what they don't want to do, you know, if they want to go fishing for a while instead, or if they want to go hike for a while, or really learn what spirit's trying to show them and learn a new way of meditation or a new way of, you know, praying with spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
absolutely.
You offer that quite a bit, you know, with how you have come through the 40 years of your experience of radio shows and all the international stuff you do with the universal thought process and all of that. I mean, it's just, you amaze me how busy you are.
Well,
and how
it
much
is
you
so
travel.
Much fun. It is
oh,
so
yeah,
much
it's
fun.
Definitely
Linda.
Fun.
It really is. Absolutely. And that is when we get to the other side, then we see what it is that is going on. And we feel, as you do, with doing what you are doing now, and all of us who are part of the RBR Network, we are wanting to give back. We're wanting to help others to know that, as all of the ascended masters did, the Jesuses, the Buddhas, the
mm-hmm.
Krishnamurti, all of the ascended masters said to everybody, listen, the same things that I do, you too can do. Not that I'm putting myself in that position or that space at all. Believe me, I have not even closely arrived at that point yet. But I'm saying that all of us who are about what I call SA or spiritual awareness, we know
mm-hmm.
and we are learning that this is what it is that we can do to help man, woman, kind along, to help us to understand nature a little bit more, as you are doing in that wonderful way. And I need for you to do that for me, Rhonda, because of the fact that my idea of roughing it is walking in the side door of the Hyatt Regency. But interestingly enough, I always enjoy those experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Once I'm there and doing that in Washington D.C., you mentioned that area where I spent 35
mm-hmm.
Years of my life, We did some really phenomenal things, and we went to a place called Capon Springs, West Virginia. And the first time that I went there with the Unity Church out of Washington, D.C., I remember thinking to myself, oh, my God, OMG, I am going to be bored stiff. There's only one television set. There are no telephones that we can use. There's only an emergency contact. OMG, why did I do this to myself? Well, what I learned after having been there for a day and then 2 days was how calm and peaceful and how serene not only the surroundings were, but how my outlook had changed. I had had a change of consciousness, and that's a big word for us in New Thought Metaphysics. We are always wanting to change consciousness, because consciousness is about how we react, respond, are involved with life. And when we allow life to become involved with us to the extent that it becomes us, then all of a sudden we are doing things differently. So I am excited about many of the things that we are doing. Another term that I use a lot in my practice and in my work and in my teaching is, and it's three words, but it's actually one that I string together, and that's serendipity, synchronicity, and spirituality. Serendipity, synchronicity, and spirituality, meaning that there are no accidents in life. Everything that happens, happens for a reason. But then after that has happened, it is up to us to look at it, massage it, understand it, take it out of the oven, turn it over, put it back in, turn the heat down or up relative to whatever is necessary at the time, and then allow it to bake as we look at it, and then pull it out, and we will know when it is done, when it is complete, because then the chief baker will have baked a dessert that all the world can enjoy. So that, to me, Rhonda, is what it's all about.
Yeah, and it's mixing all those ingredients together, and no one is the same as another, and they all have a purpose, that individually they're just one thing. But if you combine them, then they can make the cake or make the smorgasbord of life, so to speak, so that you can pick and choose your adventures. You can pick and choose, you know, and take risks like being out in nature and in a tent and at 9,000 feet, you know, and see where you can see bobcat tracks and wolf tracks and coyote tracks and hear them howling at night, you know, when they're on their hunt. And, you know, and that's always been kind of a dream of mine, is to do those types of retreats to bring people in so that they can initiate being interactive with the Sacred Mother or the Pachamama, the earth, so that we respect it more, because we tend to not respect it. We think we can just go buy another tree, go do this, go do that. You know, it's not always been this simple.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, and just yesterday I was visiting with a person who happened to have been an imam at a local temple in Little Rock, Arkansas. And I, on occasion, will just stop by to see how he is doing. He has been on my program. He has been on the no-show with me a couple of times. And we've talked about our ability to do those things that we are in tandem with. We talk about our similarities instead of our differences. And one particular day, just for some reason, I didn't know why, but I decided to stop in there. And he shared with me, he said, well, Reverend Mac, I have to tell you, I'm going through a healing challenge. And so I'm really glad that you stopped by. And we visited about that, and we talked about the healing power of spirit that is already within us. We talked about having to slow down long enough to listen. And it doesn't matter if it's in the Kabbalah or if it's or if it's in the Holy Bible, as we call it, or the Bhagavad Gita or the Quran. It matters not what book it comes from. It doesn't even have to come from a book. But you see, when we find those areas of similarity, then we can talk to each other about anything and everything that we want to talk to and talk about and move forward. So he and I had a phenomenal visit just yesterday, and he said to me, I am so pleased whenever it is that you stop by. Well, the general public doesn't necessarily know that we are on one accord, that there are so many of us like you, Rhonda, with the Searchers Roadmap, like me with the No Show, that are bringing people together for a common purpose to showcase our spirituality instead of our religiosity, to move forward synthetically with each other and spiritually, as opposed to from a perspective of religiosity, because it's not about religion, it's about spirituality.
Exactly, and that's what I love about this. And, you know, I mean, you've been with the network a lot longer than I have, and I've just gone and, you know, picked things up. I mean, I was born and raised into a Mennonite family, so, you know, it's, and now I'm like a very open-minded shaman who, or shamaness, who's working with Siberian Slavic shamans and Peruvian shamans, and, you know, and it's like, I don't even know how I got here. I mean, I'm looking at writing a book about it, because to go from a very strict Mennonite, very Puritan setting, you know, where we raised our own food, we, you know, if we didn't raise it, we didn't eat it type thing, and, you know, and now to be in this big, vast, universal ocean of information that is coming forth now is just so exciting to me, because it's like I love to research things, archive things, you know, and get it out to the people. And that's what, you know, you do on the No Show too. You give people hope and understanding and compassion and listen. And, you know, not everyone can do that.
And I also call it experiential living, Rhonda.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, these are my personal experiences. I'm not telling you what I read about in a book and then said, oh, this would probably work for 9,000 people. Let me just give this to folks and let them know. I am giving people things that I know work because they have worked in my life. When I wrote the piece that I wrote in the book that you mentioned, Cosmic Thoughts and Thought in the Life, about my experiences with transition. And in the regular world, people call that death and dying. Well, when I wrote about what the experience of being in that space and place where my wife of 30 years of age and my daughter who was 10 and my baby boy who was 6 years old had transitioned or died, it was a challenging experience for me because I was still involved in traditional theology. I had not understood, but that was why I talk about serendipity, synchronicity, and spirituality, because it was out of that challenge that came the opportunity for me to start searching for what life after life is all about, what life during life is all about, what the experience of oneness is that we can pull from, challenge and overcome and move forward and be better than we were before. Now, do I wish that I had not had that experience? Not really. Am I glad that it happened? No. Oh, hell no. I am not glad that it happened. And would I wish that on anyone? No, I would not. However, what I now understand is that there is no such thing as death. And the interesting thing is that all of our Bibles, all of our holy, quote-unquote, books tell us that. The King James Version of the traditional Bible says, death, where is thou sting? Meaning there is no death because we put down this shell and we move on and we pick up another body, another experience of life, but the soul, the spirit, once crafted and created by universal impersonal principle or the God force lives on. It moves on to do the things that are there for it to do through growth, through learning, through an opportunity to experience and help others experience what life is really all about.
And, you know, and that's what it's all about, is sharing our experiential, not our opinions, not what we've read, not what our perception is, but what we've experienced in our bodies in this lifetime, in spirit, in soul, in the physical, in the mental, in the emotional, and letting people know that there's hope out there, that they don't have to stay stuck. You know, they don't have to be in that constant anguish of everything's going wrong, nothing's going right, so I'm just going to give up and do nothing. You know, and that's when I say put on your trench coat and your rain boots and let's get going, because, you know, let's see what we can do to stir this up, you know, so that you can look at it from a different perspective. I used to work at, a lot of people don't know this, I was a social worker in a detox and halfway house program with drug addicts and alcoholics, and I used to say to them, do you want to be a mushroom in the dark or a tomato in the sun? You know, and that would make them go, huh. You know, I just stopped to make them look at things totally different, you know, or I would bring in different sacred types of tarot cards that, you know, would show sacred animals from Native American religion or from Buddhist, you know, perspective or a Celtic perspective, so that they could see that, you know, it's not just where you were raised. You can choose at any point to get off that path and make it a new path. And I think that's the part that's so exciting in this century, you know, is that we have so much information and so much vastness that it's really kind of overwhelming, you know, for some people. And for us to break it down and say, okay, this is how we did it, this is what we've experienced, this is how it felt, you know, I think it gives people some hope that they're not the only one in the middle of the ocean in a rowboat.
Very well said. Very well said. I think Dr. Phil says it in this way. So, how's that working for you? You know, that's a very important and pertinent question. How is life working for you right now? When you take a look at how you are feeling, how are you feeling right now and in this moment? Are you satisfied and contented in spite of the fact that you might not have all of the money that you want to have? Are you okay and at peace in spite of the fact that perhaps your vehicle is on its last leg? And are you able to then look at that as, you know what, the universe is saying to me, I have a new vehicle for you. I am wanting for you to move on up, to do a little bit better, to see higher. And until you let go of this clunker, though, you're going to be in that position. So are you ready to do something differently? And when we become ready, Rhonda, to do something differently and to be in a different space and place, then the universe conspires to bring everything together to make that happen for us. But we first have to say, listen, yes, I deserve good. Yes, I am willing to accept my good. Yes, I want my good. And number last, I am willing to do that which spirit shows me that is mine next to do, in order, step by step, until it is achieved. And I refuse to give up until that is done.
That's so true. We're at the halfway mark. I'm going to play some music from Carrie Kelly, who's with us, God Bless the Child, during our break. But I'm also wanting you to call in, listeners, if you'd like to call in and ask some questions, get involved in the conversation. I'd love for you to call us at 1-347-838-9142. And there is another show right after us here on the Searchers Roadmap, and it's with Dream Vision 7. And I think you know, if you're interested in looking at another form of spirituality, this is another way of getting help and self-help. And with that, I'm going to go to break for a minute, and we're going to play this lovely music by Carrie Kelly, and we will be back and having her join us in the interim. Thank you.
Mama May have, and Papa May.
Lovely music. I'd like to bring Carrie into the studio with us. Hi, Carrie.
Hello. Thank you for letting me be a part of your show today. I'm so honored and excited to be a part of this.
Well, what's part of your experiential experience with all this? Because obviously by this song you just sang, it's obvious that you've been affected and by different things in life and in family. So let's hear your story and your experiential and why you use the music to help people.
Well, okay, so I have a strict religious background similar to yours, and I have chosen to diverge from that, and I basically have decided to stand in my resilience. I experienced a lot of abuse at a very young age, and what I have come to understand is all of that happened so that I can be a vessel of healing for people that also have had to overcome some challenges at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very excited about how the three S's that the serendipity, synchronicity, and spirituality shows up for me so that I can take what could have been lead and spun into gold that allows me to share my gifts with people. And the music is my gift. It showed up with me in this human condition, along with my extra hard head and my resilient human body, so that as I was being abused, I was able to be strong and withstand some of the things that would have killed another 1-year-old child. I was beaten and shaken, and while I was being shaken, my head was bumped. And for a week and a half, fluid built up on my brain. And so when you do all that to a 14-month-old child, you don't expect that child to come out on a very good end of that experience. But I lived through it. I lost some of my eyesight, but I have enough eyesight to get me in trouble, just not enough to get a driver's license. I have a very big vision for my life and for the world to come, the generations to come. I feel that part of my work in this world is to eradicate child abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And my program is about standing in your resilience. Once we know that we're resilient, we stand in it and we shine our light so that wherever we are, there's less darkness.
Mhm. It's kind of like, you know, the candle in the bushel basket. This
yes.
little light
yes.
of mine.
Yes.
I want
exactly.
to let it shine.
Yes.
I mean, that's exactly. what I've learned to be, is that light in the dark, or that little
mm-hmm.
tiny
mm-hmm.
pebble of light that's coming through a doorknob hole, or wherever you're at in that vast depression or victimization. So that you know that, wow, somebody else has gone through this. So,
yes.
praise the Lord, I can do something too, and God will meet me more than halfway. He'll meet you at 100% of the way to make sure that the message gets out, as long as it's
yes.
within His, honoring Him. And that's what we're doing, is honoring
yes.
the divine, or her, or she, or however you look at it, or if it's the universe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
mm-hmm.
I think it just makes... It's so much more beautiful because, like, for me, I mean, I'm a recovering drug and alcohol addict, and
mm-hmm.
I have 30 years of recovery, and, you know, that's when I changed. It was like, I can't be in this strict lifestyle anymore that has this unforgiving God, because
mm-hmm.
this isn't going to
yes.
work for me.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know,
I
can remember my first sacred Native American ceremony that I went to, and I thought, I'm home.
Wow.
I can dance, I can, like, play the drum, I can, like, scream in the, you know, to the depths of my soul, you know, and let all this anguish out. And, you know, you're really surprised at how Spirit shows up and meets you there and gives you different people to interact with, and who God puts in your life right at the right time so that you hear the message when you need to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is amazing. And, you know, my spiritual awakening started in Arizona, in Sedona, Arizona, in 2010, when I was there with a friend of mine who was terminally ill. I was visiting an energy healer who was able to give us messages from across the veil. And
mm-hmm.
one of my adoptive parents, who was very instrumental in my abusive experience, wanted forgiveness. And that was the first time I ever heard from somebody on the other side of the veil.
Mm-hmm.
And that
mm-hmm.
awakened me to an ability or the opportunity to hear from that side. And I was able to accept that without the religiosity of, oh, no, you don't want to deal with that. Don't dabble in that, because that's not good, and that, you know, that's evil, and that's from somewhere. And so, but because I was open to that, I was able to start the forgiveness process for me to let go of what I had been holding and carrying for years with an S. And I am so, so full of freedom now because of that experience.
And Carrie, what? You were brought to that experience because you were ready to accept it. It didn't
exactly.
mean that it didn't come to you before, because it in all probability did, but you were not at a point where you were ready to accept it. And that is what it is that we are trying to share with people
mm-hmm.
in terms of our outlook of metaphysics and new thought. We are trying to share with them that this is not new. As a matter of fact, this has been around since time began. And yet,
mm-hmm.
what we have done is we have pushed it aside because we were not at a point where we were ready to accept it, where we were, in your case, Carrie, because I know your story well, Carrie, by the way, Rhonda, is one of my permanent panelists on the No Show, and she just recently We shared some additional parts of her music, but she is at the point now where she is because of the fact that she has been a willing vessel. She has been open to learning. Just the other evening, I believe it was, on the show, during the show, I read from a piece of Carrie's book that was her godmother's words that then let her know, Carrie, that her godmother, who transitioned in December, was sharing with her a piece of love. Because I didn't know that she had I didn't know that she had transitioned, not in my conscious mind. But you see, spiritually, when we go below and we allow ourselves to be vessels of good, when we allow ourselves to be used by spirit, then all of the good things that can come about, come about. All of the energy and the love and the light and the grace that is available to us, then already available to us, but it becomes ours because we pull back the shades and we allow the light to come in. And that's what Carrie is doing. That's what you are doing, Rhonda. You have gone through a healing experience. We have worked through that as well. Again, there are no accidents in life. That came about when it did, so that you would be surrounded by the people that you needed to be surrounded by in order to help you to stay in that frame of mind that said, this is my beloved child in whom I am well pleased, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of what the situation seems to be, help her to hold on to what is. And you did that. You did that. And I hope that, you are sharing with your listening audience for the Searchers Roadmap Run. I hope you are sharing with them some of that experience as well, because it is phenomenal.
Yes, it has been very phenomenal, because in 2013, I did my first show with the RBR on the I Am Well show. On April 29th, my dad transitioned on May 3rd. That day, Mr. Renford Powell, or James Renford Powell, called me 2 hours after I had dropped him off at the mortuary, and came home, and I got a phone call, and I'm out in the middle of the yard, and he says to me, "This is Jim. We'd really like for you to come to work for the RBR, do some work for us, do some book writing, whatever you want to do, maybe do a show in the future, do some moderating." And I literally can remember going prostrate on the ground and giving my dad a high five, because up until then my dad had no idea what I really did in my life since I had left my Mennonite background. He just thought that I was kind of like being witchy in the woods because I made essential oils and a lot of other things that help people cross over and transition into, you know, their new bodies and their new life in heaven, or however you want to look at it. Or and that same day a baby was born that has my dad's spirit. I mean, it's not even questionable. He's like my dad's little being that's here. And, you know, and I went through a lot of health problems after taking on that responsibility. But, you know, the health problems helped me reach out to healers all over the world, and shamans and Pacos and you, Reverend McMillan, that kept me focused on staying centered on prayer, you know, not getting all wrapped up in, you know, I should be angry at the doctors, or I should be angry at this, and, you know, or they're not listening to me. And people were like, "How are you being so calm about this?" And I'm like, because God's got the answer. I just have to keep moving forward.
That's right.
You know,
that's exactly
and that
right.
was the hard part with moving
that's
forward
right.
was, you know, was that I didn't know if I could trust it or trust people, you know, and it was really kind of hard for me to decide, where do I go with this? But, you know, through the direction of the numerous people I've met and the varied backgrounds of everyone, you know, it just has given me a bigger and brighter idea of what that is. And back to Carrie, Carrie, can you give the listeners information in regards to your book and how they can get a hold of you if they would like for you to come and speak at
their workshops or something? My book is entitled Black, Blind, and Female. You can get that on Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
I can be contacted at CarrieK2@iCloud.com. That's K-A-R-I, the letter K, the number 2, at iCloud.com for any speaking engagements, singing engagement, book signings, or if you just want me to show up and shine.
And that's really wonderful. And Reverend McMillan, can you also give our listeners your information again as to how to get a hold of you and what's the best way to do that?
Absolutely. And thank you, Rhonda, for the opportunity. Mm-hmm. I appreciate being on your program. We know each other well, and it's always an excellent opportunity to be able to visit with friends. My email address is robtmcm@aol.com, robtmcm@aol.com. The book is Cosmic Thoughts, New Thought, and Real Life, Cosmic Thoughts, and New Thought, and Real Life, and it too is available on Amazon.com, and you may reach out and touch through www.blogtalkradio.com on the No Show /Renford/The No Show. And we have phenomenal examples of the things that we are talking about now that are available in our archives. And we suggest that you go to those archives whenever it is that you're not where you want to be. Let's put it like that. Whenever it is that you are not where you want to be, go to the Searcher's Roadmap archives. Go to the No Show archives, and you will hear people talk about experiences that you will be able to relate to. You will be able to move forward in wonderful ways. People like John Gilmore, who is the minister at the Open Heart Center for Spiritual Living in Memphis, Tennessee, who is a very, very dear friend of ours, and the spaces and the places that are there. Dr. Elaine Ferguson, who wrote the book Spiritual Healing. And these are people that Rhonda knows well also.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are here to help you, to support you, to undergird your spiritual efforts in any way that we can, and we would love to do that which Spirit has deemed already is ours to do. And Rhonda, I know that because of the fact that there is love and light and healing and goodness and grace on this program, as there are all of the other programs that are available, that you too allow us to move forward in wonderful ways, and you are available to support us at all times. So I again, thank you for being the person that you are to receive this love and this light.
And speaking of John Gilmore, he's in the back and would like to be included in this discussion.
Well,
hello, Mr. Gilmore.
Yes.
So share some of your experiential work that's changed your life and leading you on the path you're on today.
Well, I think for me along the way, it's been little markers and people who have shared with me books and other insights and said things to me that have guided me on the path.
And, you know, you've heard some of the show. You know, what is your take on this, and can you let people know how to get to your spiritual avenue so that they can check you out and see what, you know, if they would like to listen or find different write-ups on you, how they would do that?
Sure. Our website is openheartspiritual.org, and that's the website for Open Heart Spiritual Center, and from there they can find out information about us, about our celebrations and the other activities we have going on. There's also a link there to our YouTube channel where each week we feature our messages and a little bit of music on there. And Robert has several videos up from the times he's visited us.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's an opportunity to hear more about us, our path of new thought, ancient wisdom, as we like to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And
John,
so true.
John is being very modest, Rhonda. he also was involved in a full-time situation that limited his ability to do this spiritual thing. And John, I hope that you don't mind my outing you on international radio here like this. But now you have more room, you have more freedom, more flexibility to do that which Spirit has for you to do. And I just wonder, how do you feel now that you have that experience?
Well, I feel great in terms of, you know, being able to taste freedom and have, as you mentioned, the flexibility and the opportunity to do more with regard to advancing our spiritual work and being available for people and all of those things. It's a new road. It's a new challenge. But I know that the principles that I espouse, that it's an opportunity to put those into practice and literally practice what I preach.
That's right. That's right. We do get that, don't we? Isn't it wonderful how Spirit has a sense of humor and does allow us to actually practice that which we preach? Rhonda, I do want to mention for the folks that are in the Tennessee area, Memphis, in that area, I will be in Memphis again on May 3rd, Sunday, May 3rd, at the Unity Memphis Church, where Reverend Lawrence is the minister there. And so anybody that's over that way, come on down. We're going to have big fun. We're going to talk about meditation. And the theme for that particular church for that month is meditation. And I am a big, 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 big fan of meditation because I think that meditation is how we connect with Spirit. Meditation is how we get the answers that were all around us, but we were not able to have a tool that allowed us to see what it was that we needed when we needed it. So meditation is a big thing, and I invite anybody that's going to be in the Memphis area to please, on May 3rd, come by the Unity Church. There, Reverend Lawrence is the minister. UnityMemphis.org is their website to visit with us as well.
Thanks, Reverend McMillan. We're getting close to being done with our show for today for the hour, but I was wondering if anyone had a burning desire, is something you want to share, something you feel called to share with the listeners from Spirit or from your divine, you know, meditation that you've done for the day, if there's a message that's coming through that you would like to share with the listeners and with the people. Like we've said, you can get these archived. You can find them anytime you want in the archives for the Renford Network here on Blog Talk Radio. So do any of you have a burning desire for sharing something that's come up or that you think would be beneficial for one of our listeners? Who's to say, you know, how it'll affect the universe since it goes out to 138 countries?
I'm going to let the other two go first. How about we start with the lady? Carrie, is there anything that you have for a moment?
Basically, all I would say is that if you have, hold on to it and focus on it, and it will grow.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Awesome. Reverend John?
thing that I say all the time is trust the process, to know mm-hmm. that although we can't see the entire picture, to know that Spirit has our back and to trust the process and know that, as Eddie Watkins Jr. says in the song, all is well and unfolding as it should.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome.
Very
awesome.
True.
Well, Rhonda, I again would just like to thank you for extending the invitation. Of course, we had the option of saying yes or no, and we wisely mm-hmm. said yes. So I am appreciative that you did that. Again, for me, serendipity, synchronicity, and spirituality. There are no accidents in life. Everything that happens happens for a reason. Wherever it is that you are right now, if you don't like it, you don't have to stay there. Wherever it is mm-hmm. that you are right now, if you want for it to change, it can change, but it is up to you and to me to make that change, and there is that which is ours to do, and only we can do it. And until we do it, the other people, like all of us that are here for you, cannot really help you in the way that you want to be helped. So my last parting words with you are to make certain that you are aware of spiritual awareness. God is always talking with you. God is always sharing mm-hmm. and showing the direction that you need to go in, but God will not tell you what to do. God will work with us, but God will not work for us. God is not into enabler-dependent relationships. So make sure that you, and if you aren't sure, ask again. Ask again, because Spirit will always give it to us. So, Rhonda, thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank all of you for everything you've put into the show today. I have a saying that I came up with when things got really rocky for me was riding the wave of life with the divine. And I came up with that from being at the ocean and learning how to, you know, surf with the water and just let the waves carry you rather than fighting it and restricting it, which is a lot of what we do in our life. We don't want to change. We don't want to surrender. We don't want to give up our vices. But bottom line is the divine will meet you all the way as long as you're not fighting against the wave that he's taking you to the next place. Because your heartbeat has waves. It isn't a straight line. When it's a straight line, it's over. You know, and you can't expect it to be a very straight road or a very unhilly experience. You know, bottom line is those hills, those waves, those heartbeats, that catching your breath is one of those things that makes it so amazing how Spirit shows up, how people will show up in your life that you've never met before, but they will know exactly what to say to you in that moment of need. But you have to pray first and ask the angels and God to intervene, because he gave us self-will. And with self-will, we can choose to take the information or not. But if we hang on to it and don't give it up to the divine, then the only person we're shortchanging is ourselves. You know, and that's what I love about the Searcher's Roadmap, is that it's learning how to lengthen out that place we're at. And with the last 90 seconds of the show, I'm going to play your other song, Carrie, Leads Me to the King. And we'll close out the show now. And thank you so very much. Thanks to the listeners. You can reach me at searchersroadmap@gmail.com. or on Facebook, Rhonda Harrison. And I appreciate everyone being here today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Thank you. I'm tired, options are few, I'm trying to
to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and
abused. Hey, write your phone number down real quick before we get divided up here.
I can't fake, so what's left to do? Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I tried. But still my soul refuses to die. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you the song. Take me to the King. Truth is, it's time to stop playing games. We need a word for the people's pain. So Lord, speak right now, let it pour like rain. We're desperate, we're chasing after you. No rules, no religion, I've made my decision to run to you, the healer that I need. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon to breathe. My heart is torn in pieces.